So again, we just began Chaylik Aleph, and for the last couple of days, as we began Chaylik Aleph, both days, we're in a discussion about a person who's not a Kohen, or actually even a Kohen, whether they could say the bracha Yirach Hashem Yishmerach Hashem Panav Elach V'Yichonek Yisah Hashem Panav Elach V'Yisayim Hashalom. It's on the Mishnah Berurah, and the Bir Halacha, they discuss that. The obvious problem is people do it. For example, people bench their children Friday night, or on Erev Yom Kippur, or whatever. We saw Bir Halacha, people just used to do it as a greeting if they were leaving someone. So again, we saw yesterday and the day before that the Chofetz Chaim and the Bir Halacha brings down two possible answers for this. One is that they don't have intent that they should be doing Birkas Kohanim, and if we go according to the pin that mitzvah srichas kavana, so then they don't have kavana to do Birkas Kohanim. The other thing is that the Bach says the only time there's an isser of doing this is only when you put out your hands. So when you put out your hands, so then like the Kohanim do, but if you just say this on Yerach Hashem Yishmerach Hashem Panav Elach V'Yichonecha, so again it's less of a problem. We'll get to it a little later. But there's a discussion in the Piskei Halacha about this. Piskei Tshuva about it. Not Piskei Halacha. Piskei Tshuva about it. He throws in the idea that there is a machlokas, believe it or not, whether a person could make this bracha, Yirach Hashem, Yishmerach Hashem, do that, even under non-tefillah circumstances, even if, again, the issue is if you're not a Kohen, that the Vilna Gaon holds, very few people know this, Vilna Gaon holds that you cannot bench someone, you shouldn't ever bench someone putting both hands on the person. Again, this is very important because that's like Birkas Kohanim, putting out both hands, which gets involved with this. So the Vilna Gaon always said you just bench someone with one hand. You might have seen this, that they just put one hand, the right hand, on someone. There's a whole discussion about it. Moshe Rabbeinu did it, or, you know, like how. So there's a whole discussion about that. But the Talmid of the Vilna Gaon were makpid to only do one hand, one hand. So he brings down that the Yaivitz brings down from Kabbalah and other reasons that there's no problem. You can do two hands. I remember years ago I asked the Reshiva about this, and the Reshiva told me I can't answer it. I realized why, because everyone agrees that a coin could use even the Gaon. I believe. Says you can use two hands. So duh, I didn't, right, you know, when I was asking the question, it didn't click but she was a Kohen. So he couldn't, so like he couldn't say, well, my father, right? Because they were Kohen. Anyways, before we go on in base, I want to mention something very interesting. The Piskei Tshuva also brings down the name of the Zohar. You might have heard this. That you should never show your hands the way that we all know how the Kohanim split their hands. We'll talk about that later. Also interesting, Masor from the Reshiva. The Reshiva told me how the Kohanim, for 1 year when they brought the high school back into the regular Yeshiva building, it was usually, for a few years it was separate. So they brought the high school back into the Yeshiva building. So they had all these things to try to integrate the high school with the Yeshiva guys. So they had high school guys sitting at your table for davening, and you used to schmooze with them. And for a little while, they had you learned Mishnah Berurah with them. So I was learning with a couple of high school guys, and one of them was a Kohen. So we were learning these halachas. We get to, which we'll get to later, how the Kohenim hold their hands. There's a certain way with five windows, and the question is how you make the middle window. Whole problem, how you make the middle window. We'll get to that. So I said, I don't know, I'm not Kohen. Oh. So I said, bye, guy, Leo, come on. And we went up to Reshiva, and we asked him how to do the window. So there's an isser, the Zohar says that you're not allowed to hold your hands like the Kohanim do, the way they split their hands when they dochen. And again, don't ask me what this means, but the Zohar says that if you do that, you bring down from Shemayim the 10 madregos of the Sitra Achrar. And it causes kilkul to a person. I don't know exactly what that means, but it's kind of scary. So so therefore you don't see people do it unless you're Leonard Nimoy. Was he a Kohen?
Yes. Yeah,
okay, whatever. I that's not on the record, Paul, by the way. You gotta. The Vilna Gaon says you have to be a chacham b'mili d'alma. I don't know if he meant this, but I don't know. You know, you could rationalize anything. And I didn't like Sarkar, it has to be. But.
Is the Isser with one hand or
both? No, so he has a whole discussion about maybe that Isser is only like if you put your hands out, like the Kohanim do. But like if you maybe did like he did. Again, I didn't see that. But it would be less of a problem. But again, there's a whole issue that people are not aware of especially someone who's not a Kohen, benching someone. Again, benching someone, whether it's with the split hands, with two hands, with Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha, not Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha. Well, not Yivarecha Hashem is not a problem. But again, that's all these halakhas we were learning, and we're still bogged down on that. So base, once again. So in base we saw... Actually, we did base. Let's go on to Gimel, page 4. So, Gimel. Im ala pam achas biyom. So we saw in base that a Kohen has to go up and duchen. If he doesn't, he violates one, or according to really three, ases. So Lechaber says, but if the Kohen already duchened once today, shove in a over. So then if they need him like for another minion or whatever... So, and he doesn't want to. I don't know, he has to get to the bakery or whatever it is. So he doesn't violate the Isurim or violate the Ases we mentioned before. Afilu Omer Lo Alei, even if they told him go up, which we saw before is a very important thing, right? There's three benchmarks that we saw yesterday. One is if the Chazan says Kohanim, right, which we'll talk about later, it has to be more than one Kohen. Or if they told him go up, or if he washed his hands, right? Those are three pushes, if you want to call it, for a Kohen to duchen. So
if he's the only Kohen in shul, he's not obligated to do
a... If he benched already.
If he did it in the first...
If he duchen already. Second. Right. So what's interesting is there's, again, in the Piskei Tshuva, they have a whole discussion that there was the Chassan Sofer, his gabbai, there was evidently a Kohen who didn't want to duchen. So... He writes that the shul has a right to fine the Kohen for being obstinate, for not wanting to duchen. So then he says there's a whole discussion about this knas, about maybe that's only in Eretz Yisrael, only in Chutz Laretz. It's only in Chutz Laretz because after all, how often do we duchen in Chutz Laretz? You know, like, yes. Not too long, very rarely. But in Eretz Yisrael, where they duchen every day, so I don't know, one day the guy doesn't want to dochen, you know, I don't know, whatever, he had a fight with his wife, I don't know, whatever it was, he doesn't want dochen, right? So then again, there's a whole discussion about whether that is, that the knas, that the fact we could come down hard on the Kohen, we, besides this, applies in Israel, in Eretz Yisrael, where they dochen all the time. We saw before, again, from the Machaber, Svartim dochen all the time, in the Chutzlar, so...
Would this apply then to Sephardim and Chutzal?
Yeah, so that's the discussion, right? Because they don't know that. Okay, we'll stop here for tonight. Mirza Shambli Nether. Figure it up again tomorrow.